This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's working tonight on the Third Watch, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. Now, remember, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Parler, the Captain's America, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and you can also go to our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, to find out more about the show and take advantage of the things we have over there. Alrighty, on the line, Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We emphasize those two great words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, today, ladies and gentlemen, is December 7th. To coin the phrase, a day that will live in infamy. And this is the way that we'll remember it. That was Franklin Delano Roosevelt at the time making the announcement to the country and to the world, and it's all history from there, right, Frank?
Yeah. No, he was standing before a joint session of Congress asking for a declaration of war.
Yep.
We tend to expunge and erase our history in the United States, and we get so caught up in what's happening in the now.
Mm-hmm.
We get so hung up on today that a lot of things go by the wayside. World War II was an incredibly important piece of history for the United States that mm-hmm. saw the country coalesce together in a way akin to kind of like what happened after 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
where we had a common purpose and we came together as one in the face of tragedy.
You bet.
And did what we had to do to make the world a better place. And we need, even though it was tragic, we need to remember those times because it gives us an American identity.
Yep. And we've got a caller on the line, Bagamon Bob, and he's got a question for us. So go ahead there, Bagamon Bob. What's your question?
Oh, Captain. I see here that the firm owned by Ilian Owen's husband received like a $500,000 in COVID-19 relief on top of $1 million from her campaign, and yet, and can the Senate open an investigation of that? And the other thing is, what about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden's old thing with the Ukraine, where there seems to be like that was a criminal act when he asked them to investigate his son? All right, that's it, Captain.
All righty, well all I can say about Hunter Biden is good luck, right?
And the same thing with the COVID relief. You can open up a hearing. What are you gonna do? What's gonna happen if you can't get the Department of Justice and the Attorney General interested in massive and systemic voter fraud? I don't think you're going to go after a representative's husband. On top of that, when you're looking at the COVID relief, if you look what happened out in California, people who were incarcerated, in their penal system were getting COVID checks.
$400 million.
So I mean, do we have issues in this country? You're damn right. We've got issues in this country where all kinds of bad things are happening. And if you've got a corrupted justice system the way we seem to have today, you don't get relief from this. The only time we can get relief from this is when regular people start screaming to high heaven, and this means really, really being a pain in the neck to your immediate elected officials and being relentless about it. It needs to happen. And when you become enough of a pain in the neck, then they actually tend to do something.
Yeah. Now I'm gonna say this again to the people that are out there going, well, what can we do? What can we do? Well, remember all those boat parades, Frank?
Yeah.
Keep them going.
Yeah.
Keep them going. How about the car caravans? Keep them going. Right?
You have to get out and do something. And those things are a public show of force, but if the media refuses to cover them, then it's tantamount that they didn't exist unless you're in the media area. Your elected officials are elected by you to serve you. Become very familiar with your U.S. representative's office, telephone number, email, and get up and go visit them
and
raise some cane.
Yep, and I'll tell you a little secret as to how to visit them. I've told you this before, but there is a way to go about doing it and getting noticed very quickly. Okay, I'll be right back. More with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You bet you are, and I'll tell you what, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And you know, the brand new 2021 Rogues are in at Moss Nissan, and boy, have they made some incredible upgrades to this fantastic SUV. Now, the Rogue has really gone rogue. It starts with the quilted leather seats, the new cutting-edge digital display, the cordless phone charging, and a full suite of safety and driver assist technologies that come standard, including intelligent all-wheel drive. Now, the new Rogue nearly drives itself. I've driven many miles in a Rogue from Moss Nissan, and I know that you'll enjoy the great pricing and fantastic service you get from Moss Nissan. Moss Care is also included with each vehicle that's purchased, a tremendous value-added package that makes servicing your Moss vehicle a breeze. Remember, the choice is simple, the choice is clear. The choice is here, and they now have over 800 vehicles in stock, so Moss Nissan will probably have the vehicle that you're looking for that the other dealerships don't. That's Moss Nissan in Acura, the home of the You Serve, You Save program that puts pastors, veterans, active military, and first responders up on a pedestal. Remember, Nissan stores are located in Crystal River in Newport Richey, and the Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue. Just visit them online at Moss, MAUSNissan.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You'll wind up saving a whole bunch more money as a result. Okay, back to Frank Sabato from the Underground USA podcast. Good morning again, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Now, where do you even start with this Georgia stuff?
Goodness sake! We gotta win it, but we just gotta keep pounding on that one. Because did you know that Lynn Wood has only given money to Democrat candidates?
Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, no wonder he's out there saying, hey, let's protest and not vote. Hey, shut up, Lynn.
Yeah.
You know, if you're Republican or you love freedom or you just don't want one party rule in the United States, like when we got Obamacare, then you have to vote Republican and you have to turn out on January 5th in Georgia.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to read a letter to the editor a letter to the radio show that came to me from MD in Sarasota, Florida. And it's addressed to Captain Matt, Kyle, Denise, Frank, and friends. You're the Frank, probably. It says, well, I thought it was smart, but you guys have laid out everything that I suspected. Mr. Comer will never be found again, obviously. Nerds developed this fraud, but delivering false ballots in the middle of the night nationally and no one speaking up by now means a professional operation dedicated to some kind of umrata which was employed, that is, hatchet men sworn into a code of silence. We know them affectionately as organized crime or the mafia. It's a common trick by organized crime to quickly kill the very assassin they hire so there's no paper trail or witness to their criminal activity. So, Captain Matt, Kyle, Denise, Frank, and friends, I hope you consider this tidbit to your analysis. You guys nailed it.
Well, I appreciate the kudos, and he's right. The sad thing is that it's the mafia, you know, our government learned very well from the mob.
They did.
You know, and when you look at the racket that the political parties have become, especially the Democrat political party,
mm-hmm.
Their higher-ups who now employ the slash-and-burn, win-at-all-cost, the ends justify the means philosophy of Saul Alinsky have incorporated some of the mafia's tactics into how they go about making sure they win because they love power and control so much.
Mm-hmm.
So in this election, I'd have to kind of say because Trump was good to unions and good to organized labor, that the mob probably voted for him. You know, I can see the Godfather having the capo drop him off at the polling place so he could cast his ballot for Donald legitimately for the first time in a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to the various stuff, you know, you gotta wonder if you're ever going to see Comer again. You know, that we called it the Clinton thing with how many people around them have died.
Yep.
But it really is a Marxist progressive left type of thing that they've embraced, and it's what they do in despotic countries.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go along with something that kind of goes along with this. Now, the DNI chief, John Ratcliffe, wants the special prosecutor, Mr. Durham, to issue an interim report because we apparently have got Adam Schiff making a whole bunch of comments and circling his wagons, if you will.
Well, let's put it this way. This is a deflection campaign from what's happening right now. Whenever you see that little weasel Schiff pop his head up, it's because he's gotten marching orders to try and deflect the media's attention from what's going on. Nothing he's done has been legitimate in his entire tenure on Capitol Hill. So, you know, Ratcliffe is right, but the AG has to do it now. Don't wait. Don't get into a discussion about it because it needs to be something that the press needs to cover. Just make the decision and do it and refocus back onto what we're focused on right now. The American public has an attention span problem. I'm talking about the people who are engaged, like the, who listen to this show because we're all up on politics. It's something that's built in our fiber.
Mm-hmm.
But the typical American has an attention span that once they get deflected off an issue, In the news cycle, they rarely ever go back unless there's something very explosive. If we lose the attention of the country on this incredible, massive, systemic, purposeful voter fraud and ballot tampering effort that was organized in a professional manner and executed with a fantastic, exquisite exactness, then they're just going to go, oh, well, and move on. We can't mm-hmm. go, oh, well, and move on this time. This time it needs to be dealt with, and it needs to be dealt with correctly.
Mm-hmm. You're right. And by the way, 64 state of Pennsylvania lawmakers, state lawmakers, are urging Congress to block the electors in the state of Pennsylvania from going to Joe Biden.
No, those 65 electors should do one thing very important. They should file a lawsuit against their own state that allows it to go in an expedited manner before the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they need to do this in a way that is within our system. You don't just urge this and urge. Everybody's urging everybody to do something. Don't mm-hmm. urge. Figure out how to do it to mm-hmm. make a reaction have to happen.
Well, we kind of talked about this, but we didn't really explain a lot about it. But how can the Supreme Court get involved in Georgia, in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, I'll just throw Minnesota in for the heck of it, in Nevada, in Arizona? How can the Supreme Court get involved? There is a way to go about doing it.
It has to come before the court in a question of constitutionality. Pennsylvania did. You see, we have an expedited petition to be seen. Alito is telling him that mm-hmm. he wants arguments by December 8th now. That gets away from the safe haven date that would have made it a lot harder to rule on for
yep.
the Supreme Court.
Yep.
You have to bring it in an expedited petition before the Supreme Court in a question of constitutionality that where the people have been blocked by the system. It's a last form of relief, and it has to be about a question of constitutionality. It just can't be, well, we want you to overturn the election. They're not going to hear that case. If you say mm-hmm. it's a violation of the 4th and 14th Amendments, they can hear that case. They can hear that question if they choose to do it. That's what made it so important, especially in the Georgia case, that you had conservative judges assigned to those sectors from the Supreme Court. Amy Coney Barrett and I believe Kavanaugh mm-hmm. are the two justices that will receive emergency petitions from the South that would be in Georgia.
Mm. Okay, so Nancy Pelosi left for the weekend, and they passed this bill making it legal to have marijuana in a federal building. I guess they can smoke it there if they want to choose, so that means everybody in Congress can get high while they're sitting in their offices, right?
No, she gives everybody an ice cream bar after they get the munchies. They sit around and they sing Bob Dylan songs.
So, in the meantime, Joe Manchin came out, was on the Sunday shows yesterday, and said that COVID relief is desperately needed to save small businesses because, in the words of some people in California that know a whole lot more about this than I do because I don't live there, they said, come March of next year, if something isn't done right now, 40% of the businesses are gone forever, never to come back.
No doubt. Look at downtown New York.
Yeah.
You've got boards on windows.
Yep.
You've got boards on windows in New York.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this has been the worst handled thing, and Trump did it correctly. He threw it back to the governors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the way constitutionally it should have been handled. But right now, these people are killing the economy in Illinois, in New York, in California. They're killing the economy, and it will never come back. And what they're doing is they're disenfranchising people, and this is a constitutional question. This is the right to pursue happiness.
Well, my friend, we will talk about more of this come Friday, but thank you very much for all your comments. I know the people loved it this morning.
Hey, stay low. Talk to you then.
All righty. Kyle, that's Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast. His website, undergroundusa.com. Go over there, check him out, see what he's got to offer. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pennsylvania has certified its election results, but 64 state Republicans have signed a letter Friday urging Congress to not commit to the state's 20 electoral votes for Democrat Joe Biden. Senator Pat Toomey, a frequent critic of President Trump, vowed he will not be objecting to Pennsylvania's slate of electors. Democrat State Representative Malcolm Kenyatta called the Republican signatories hostages of their own misinformation campaign. Some legal scholars are siding with Trump campaign, saying the legislature was unlawfully overwritten on election law by Democrat leaders and their friends in the state courts. With mounting voter fraud evidence, the sworn testimony from poll workers, the video from inside State Farm Arena in Georgia in the middle of the night, Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani says Georgia has a responsibility.
That the founding fathers gave to our legislatures. They're the ones who are supposed to select the president, not the governors, not the board of elections. They're the ones who have the constitutional obligation to decide on the electors. So in Georgia, they're going to do that.
USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's on your mind?
Injured in an accident and need a lawyer? The last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Fair and Fair doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person, ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Fair and Fair doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Fair and Fair. Let them push back.
Now, their phone number. Their phone number is 877-245-6707. That number again, 877-245-6707. Give them a call. Farrah and Farrah, spelled F-A-R-A-H, farrahandfarrah.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, well, we're going to have a little bit of fun right now at the expense of the people in, let's see, Georgia and Wisconsin and Michigan and Nevada and Arizona and Pennsylvania, and we'll throw California in there, too. So here we go. Let's all laugh a little bit.
The more people tell you it's not possible, that it can't be done, the more you should be absolutely determined.
Democrats went down to Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, Nevada, Arizona, and PA looking for votes to steal with Biden.
riding in the bind, being way behind with the devil, they made a deal. And when they came across this great man winning the election by a lot,
pull ahead by
he said,
a lot.
47 years, it's very clear, Joe, you ain't done diddly squat. Joe put on a lid, then went and hid and kept his gap trap shut. He never jumped up on a campaign stump. Boy, let me tell you what, Dems didn't care. They made a dare, an evil plan to screw once again our president and attempted another coup. Joe said, Donald Trump, you think you're good, but give old Joe his due. I'll bet Chinese gold against the country so that I get more votes than you. Trump said, I'm the president. And you ain't playing straight. And I'll take your bet you're gonna regret. I'm gonna make America great again. Donnie, rally up your base, your lawyers and bodyguards. Cause hell's broke loose with the voting. Maybe it's hammer, maybe scorecard. If you win, you'll get to send to jail, quid pro Joe. So you can lose or socialists take control. His mouth and said, I'll start this show. And babble flew from his lips. He said, come on, man, you gotta go. He pulled his mask up on his face and continued to persist unintelligible gibberish. And it sounded something like this.
It's true, internet stuff is depressing
for people that bad to cut a turn.
Let me joke.
I'm not gonna be new. I got something to do. I gotta go do something.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as tall as white kids.
Showing into that stuff is depression.
Don't make me joke.
Tell them.
Hey, I'm not.
When old Joe finished, Trump said, well, you're pretty bad, old son. Sit down there in your rocking chair and I'll prove what's being done.
1 a.m. Trump ahead everywhere.
Then millions of votes magically appear.
8-1 went to creepy Joe.
Just by a lot.
Coincidence?
No, hell no.
Oh, wait, it looks like he fell asleep. As Team Trump laid those stolen ballots on the ground at Biden's feet. Trump said, Sleepy Joe, now you're never going to run again. Because I told you once, actually for months, I'm the best
the
president that's ever been.
President.
Trump's way ahead when I went to bed. And the so-called glitch at 3 a.m.
Georgia's their voting machines discovered a glitch.
And every single vote for Joe.
There's no help now.
Alrighty, that's a parody called Dems Went Down to Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. And I got that up on my Facebook page if you want to go take a look at it. And it's a lot of fun. I mean, I get you something to laugh at this morning here instead of sitting here with the doom and gloom and all this other nonsense that's going on here. You can let this stuff worry you to death, but why bother? Right? That's just the way I look at it. Why bother? So anyway, there you go. And that's worth the price of admission to the party at any time right there, that one. All right. Now, the president was up in Valdosta over the weekend, laid right into the governor, Kemp, laid right into the secretary of state. And for their inactions as to what they could do and couldn't do. No surprise there. I'm not surprised, and nobody else should be either. You heard Denise Simon last hour talk about the fact that she was there and that she was impressed by what she saw. She said there had to have been 2,000 Chinese-Americans there. They came in buses from all around different places, and there were plenty of buses when people got bussed in there. She said there probably, according to the people she was talking to, were 20,000 people there. I've heard the same thing from Valdosta Fire, that they believe 20 to 22,000, somewhere in that range. And that's a hell of a crowd at any time, especially in Valdosta. But, you know, it's time to keep the pressure on. And you got to keep the pressure on your state legislators. Because that's where this is going to be resolved, one way or the other.
the state legislatures have the ability, because this all falls in the state's lap now. This is not something, well, the federal government will take care of it, the Supreme Court. No. It's got to originate in the state legislatures. They've got to either override the votes and say the election is tainted with fraud and we're not going to certify it. And if they do that, for each state that they don't certify, guess what? The constitutionality of it will wind up being judged in the Supreme Court. Now, key word, and you heard Frank Salvato talk about it, constitutionality. Not whether or not they can or they can't do it, but whether or not it's constitutional to do it. Made up of the jargon that's in the United States Constitution about all of this. And Uncle Rick is chiming in. Yeah, I thought you'd like that, Uncle Rick. I thought everybody'd like it, to be honest with you. So you got it there, Uncle Rick. And again, it's out on my Facebook page if you want to go take a look at it. I may put it up on the website here a little bit later today. Won't be this morning. It'll be after I get kicking around here in the afternoon. But because it's worth that thing there, that's worth the price of admission and then some. I'll tell you what. It gives you a little smile on your face as to what's going on there, even though it's not funny. I mean, we all know what's happened here. You don't have to be a brain surgeon to figure this out. We all know exactly what's happened to us, and we can't allow this to stand. We have to stand up for America. If we didn't ever do that, now is the time to do it. And by the way, you folks in California, your sheriffs, some of your sheriffs are standing up proudly and bucking this governor on this COVID control order where nobody can go anywhere or do anything. Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco said, while the governor's office in the state has threatened action against violators, the Riverside County Sheriff's Department will not be blackmailed, bullied, or used as muscle against Riverside County residents in the enforcement of the governor's orders. Now, he's not the only one. Orange County Sheriff Don Barnes also rejected calls to enforce the insanity. His words, not mine. He said their sheriffs and deputies will not be dispatched to or respond to calls for service to enforce compliance with face covering, social gatherings, or stay-at-home orders only, period. That's what we need. We need more intestinal fortitude like that. And we the people can do that. And you folks up there in Georgia, rather than getting this election stole out from underneath you again with all the stuff that's going on, you need to be a big thorn in everybody's side up there that's a politician of any type, size, or kind. Starting with your city councilman, to county legislator, to state representative, to congressman, to senator. You need to get involved. It's time to bring back the boat parades. It's time to keep the car caravans going. It's time to get it all out there and document this stuff and get it out on social media, because the mainstream media is not going to cover it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce on AM 860.
Yeah, buddy, and here we are. We are back, and it is the Captain's America Third Watch broadcasting from my flagship radio station here in Tampa, Florida. But I want to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road and McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, and they are the absolute best at what they do, bar none. Now, stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. You can give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right. From the Sports Zone, we have the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Interesting morning it is across the country. The weather's a little nippy all over there, to say the least. So, anyway, But in the wide world of sports, Captain, we have the New Orleans Saints 21, Atlanta Falcons 16. New Orleans still getting their done with Drew Brees on the sidelines with Taysom Hill. And looking like a top-shelf team in the NFC. The Jaguars try to stay in and win it against the Vikings. That game went into overtime. Minnesota wins 27-24 to keep their playoff hopes alive for that last playoff berth.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens there, Captain. And then also, we had the Cleveland Browns, you know, beat the Tennessee Titans. Cleveland could be for real this year. They're starting to beat teams that are playoff teams. So have to give them credit, 41-35. The Chicago Bears, Captain, I think the head coach, Matt Nagy, will be gone here very soon. The Detroit Lions win it with a new head coach. It's funny, we talked about that on the Sports Zone yesterday. It's funny when a new head coach comes in, more times than not, they win their first game because the team's so excited, change of, just new atmosphere, everything. So, and it came to fruition yesterday. The Detroit Lions went into Soldier Field and beat them 34-30. The Miami Dolphins, surprise team of the year, really, Captain. They won 19-7 over the Bengals. The Miami Dolphins defense is probably in the top three in the National Football League when it comes to defense. And that's what's winning it for them. And, they're, staying right there with the Buffalo Bills when it comes to, that division.
Mm-hmm.
And that game's going to be today. So I'm looking forward to, Bills. They're going to be playing that game out in Arizona because San Francisco doesn't want any contact sports, Captain. So,
yeah.
Very interesting. Very interesting, just to say the least. Just to give people an update on that. Now, the Colts, they're doing fine, too. They held off the Texans 26-20. Old man Rivers, Phillip Rivers, that's his nickname now, hung in there with a busted toe, and they're winning 26-20. So give them full credit. The game that really didn't mean anything, but it was a great game, was the Raiders are trying to hang on there to find the playoffs, but it's going to be tough. They won 31-28 against the Jets. Now, the surprise game of the day, Captain, was the New York Giants won 17-12 over the Seattle Seahawks. There was talk about Russell Wilson, MVP, and how they have a good shot to go somewhere. That team's up and down every week. I don't know what's going to happen out there in Seattle when it comes playoff time. Now, the Rams and the Cardinals was an exciting game, 38-28 if you were in the high scoring. And then just a very big surprise. The New England Patriots win 45-0 over the Los Angeles Chargers, formerly the San Diego Chargers. I think they all wish they were back in San Diego because they didn't even show up, Captain. That's crazy how that happened. And then the Packers are still leading the pack. No pun intended right there. They beat the Eagles 30-16. And the last night's game, the Kansas City Chiefs, they find a way to win this team, 22-16 over the Denver Broncos. And, today we have a special game at 5:00. The Pittsburgh Steelers will be playing the Washington football team. Don't want to offend anybody at 5:00.
Mm-hmm.
And, they'll be on a few channels. You're going to have to try to find that game somewhere if you really want to watch it, which I'm surprised Pittsburgh being undefeated. And, a lot of people either love or hate them. It seems like a game that everybody'd want to watch, especially at 5:00. And then tonight, like I mentioned, the Buffalo Bills will be going to the 49ers. The Bills win, they'll be still ahead of the, AFC East.
Mm-hmm.
If not, Miami and them will be tied, but they'll have the, head-to-head, benefit right now. And then tomorrow, Captain, the last game at 8:05 will be the Cowboys going to the Ravens because of all of the COVID-19 last week with the Pittsburgh Baltimore game getting postponed to last Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it in a nutshell with the good old NFL, Captain. And what's really happened in sports, college football still just right there with everybody. Nothing really changed in your top. There was a surprise. Coastal Carolina beat the BYU Cougars. They're undefeated. They're the 18th ranked team. People say they'll be 11th or 12th now. They haven't had a real tough schedule, but hats off to BYU. Liberty couldn't play the game because of COVID-19, and BYU said, we'll come out and play them. So that was pretty cool. So
well, the Gator basketball team came out and destroyed somebody. Who the heck did they play?
Yeah. I'm trying to remember who that was, Captain. I'm sorry. Just glimpsed at that, this is just like a sensation.
Okay. Well, whatever. But,
anyway,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah, all good stuff. And, no, it should be a great week in sports. And we'll see what happens in that department.
All right.
It was Stetson, Captain Stetson Law School. I couldn't think of it for a second.
Okay.
Great.
Over in St. Pete.
Yep. To let people know. Yeah.
Okay. It. All right. Well, we'll talk to you on Friday,
God bless.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you. Have a wonderful day, sir.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Patrick Hyland on sports, and we talk to him on Mondays and Fridays, and here's more about what he does.
Hey, everybody, it's the captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland, and he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
All righty, and that's Patrick Hyland, and you catch him on this flagship station of mine Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. with the Sports Zone. Okay, to the telephone lines we go, and this is Todd in Tampa. 60 seconds with Todd.
Down to business, ladies and gentlemen. You see the corruption here. Donald Trump won in a landslide. Donald Trump won in a landslide. Donald Trump won in a landslide. The whole country's at stake here. I don't care what the media says. I don't care what Steve Cortez said. I don't care what anybody says. Jesus Christ said Donald Trump won in a landslide. Okay? And America is at stake. We're not Russia. We're not trying to keep to win. You've been fair and square. Donald Trump won a landslide victory here. I know everyone's paid off. You heard me would say that Trump got paid off. You heard that? I just said that on November 4th. I said, I know how the mob works. Okay? I know how the DNC works. Okay? And they came up throwing a bloody seal. You don't step out of line when you're the DNC. It's just like the mob. Okay? The bottom line is Donald Trump won the landslide. I don't know if the Supreme Court, I don't know if the state legislature
okay.
got paid off. Okay, everyone's got to pay the bottom line.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
We're out of time. We're out of time here. Okay, thank you very much, and we're out of time. Sorry about that, Todd, but you ran right up against it here. Okay, and I want to, I've got so many requests to do this again. Here it goes. We're going to finish the show with this.
The more people tell you it's not possible, that it can't be done, the more you should be absolutely determined to prove them wrong.
Democrats went down to Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, Nevada, Arizona, and PA looking for votes to steal. With Biden and the bind being way behind, with the devil they made a deal. And when they came across this great man winning the election by a lot,
go ahead,
he said, 47 years, it's very clear, Joe, you ain't done diddly squat. Joe put on a lid, then went ahead and kept his gaff trap shut. He never jumped up on a campaign stump. Boy, let me tell you what, Dems didn't care. They made a dare, an evil plan to screw once again our president and attempt at another coup. Joe said, Donald Trump, you think you're good, but give old Joe his due. I bet Chinese gold against the country so that I get more votes than you. Trump said, I'm the president. And you ain't playing straight. And I'll take your bets, you're gonna regret. I'm gonna make America great again. Donnie, rally up your base, your lawyers and bodyguards. Cause hell's broke loose with the voting. Maybe it's hammer, maybe scorecard. If you win, you'll get to send to jail, quit pro Joe. So you can't lose or socialists take control.
Alrighty, that's the Dems went down to Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, Nevada, Pennsylvania, looking for a soul and a vote to steal. I'll see y'all tonight on the Radio. Have yourself a...
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.